This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live, and you're welcome to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, Life Freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, John McAfee, the presidential candidate who attempted to run for the Libertarian Party's nomination in 2016 and has thrown his hat in for 2020 as well, is now on the run as of, it sounds like, sometime in the last 24 hours, having left the United States on a boat. And that's because apparently the federal government has handed down some indictments from a grand jury regarding claiming that he's been using cryptocurrency to undermine the federal government or something like that. We'll pull up more information here. I've got exactly what McAfee has to say about it as well. So we'll hear directly from him through his Twitter feed, because it's pretty outrageous. We're actually going to start out here tonight by going to Roberto, who is calling us from Miami. Roberto, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey.
What's on your mind tonight? Miami. Oh, here in Miami. It's nice joining you to talk a little bit what's going on in Venezuela. And also this crypto thing is interesting to talk about.
Yeah, absolutely. So actually, Mark told me that you would be calling in tonight, and he was down there at the Miami Bitcoin conference a little while back. And I guess is that where you met Mark?
Yes, we met here a couple of days ago. We were at the North American Bitcoin conference, and I was interviewed by these guys who were talking about the petro cryptocurrency in Venezuela. Mm-hmm. And openly, we have to call it a scam.
It's a scam. Yeah.
Total scam. Not only.
Yeah, we've talked actually in detail about the so-called Petro over the last year, because it was actually back in February of 2018 when it was supposedly going to launch, and no one was ever able to actually get their digital hands on it, so to speak. And it's so, to this day, still doesn't exist in any kind of attainable format, right?
Well, it doesn't exist as a cryptocurrency, but it does exist as another mean of this tyranny government we have.
Now, tell me a little bit about you, Roberto. As I understand it, you are from Venezuela?
Yes, I'm from Venezuela. I live there. I'm a professor in law, constitutional law. I'm a lawyer and a professor in constitutional law. And, well, my approach to this cryptocurrency world is about the cryptos are basically one means to free people. I mean, free access to property, free access and move of people and their values. And that's a great idea, to liberate people from this kind of government like the Venezuela that we have now.
Yeah. And now, did you say you lived there or you currently live there?
I live in Venezuela. I was only visiting Florida and Miami because of this event and a couple of familiar and things. And it's a good idea to promote and to let people know what's going on in South America with Venezuela.
Yeah, we've been following as best we can, having never actually been there or lived there. We obviously have to rely on news coverage to really get any kind of feel for what's going on down there. And it's just been an absolute disaster for the poor people down there who, many of them are stuck. They can't easily leave. The government has recently created a border patrol to, in my opinion, keep people in Venezuela. What are your thoughts?
Well, we are prisoners in our own country.
Yeah.
To get out, I mean, even having a passport issued is a problem right now. And not only poor people. I mean, we're talking about professional people with money. Every time the fence is closing and closing and closing, we have this exchange control rate that has been more than 15 years, and the value of the national currency has lost millions of percentage in hyperinflation. So something that it costs you once, let's say $1, right now you have to pay it in $1,000, more or less. I mean, and the wages and the money you receive for your work is not also, very evaluated. It is a mess.
Right.
And more than that, but
yeah, please.
That a lot of people think that the hard countries, you know, it's only an effect, economic effect, but it's not. It is a political effect, and it's intentional. It is 100% intentional, because if you create misery and terror, because the crime, it helps you to get people to dominate the other citizens.
Well, yeah, and hyperinflation is obviously intentional as well, which, of course, is what has ravaged the Venezuelan economy even worse than the socialism, is the, you know, the idea that they just keep on printing money out down there. In fact, it was so bad last year. I remember we read a story that the Venezuelan government was unable to pay its bill to its private printers, because they don't print their own money. They actually hire it out to a private company, and they owed, I think, millions of dollars in dollars to that private company for printing out the what was then the Bolivar Fuerte, which they then switched in August of last year to the new Bolivar Soberano, which was just, you know, they slapped, you know, knocked five zeros off of the currency. And do people actually, nobody actually buys it, right? Like, when you're talking with the average Venezuelan, nobody's fooled by that, right?
Well, no, at all. It doesn't have, well, you mentioned it right now, that the government doesn't have the money to print their own money.
Right.
So that's the way I think they see the peso, like a way to get out this obligation that you have to print your own money. And at the same time, some people could be obliged to receive it. If you are a public contractor and you have this debt against the government, well, the government has the debt and you have to make some receive some payment from them, they can obligate you to receive the peso. But at the same time, you can't use them. You can't use them for anything else.
Right.
So that's what I
Yeah, I heard that the Petro, the last we reported on it, I think, was in December, and apparently they have a certificate. So there's like a paper certificate that you can get claiming that you have one of these so-called Petros, which is, of course, just laughable.
You have a paper certificate that you could get the Petro one, but it still doesn't exist. I mean,
it's a promise. A promise to give you a Petro.
It's a promise. And if you see it, and if you see it in the main interpretation of law, you are not obliged to receive something that it was not agreed.
Mm-hmm.
Even though if you receive it, the state, the government, is still not free of that obligation. So that matches for whatever is going on right now, because tomorrow all the citizens and all the people is being called by the opposition to, you know, be in front of the streets to see if we at last, you know, Maduro it leaves office, no?
So wait, so tomorrow you said people are going to gather near his office?
Yes. Because what happened, the January the 10th, he pretended to swear in as a president for a new period, and the entire nations in Latin America, well, not the entire, it still is Bolivia and Nicaragua, but the rest are considering an usurpator of the office, no?
They're considering. I'm sorry, I couldn't quite make out what you said there. The other countries in South America are considering what?
They're not legitimate in office, so that he's not the president.
Right. Yeah, I remember seeing a headline that I think it was Brazil had said that
Brazil, Peru, Argentina, Paraguay, the United States, Mexico. Well, with this AMLO thing, they're not into it right now. But the European Union. And, today, this morning, the vice president of the United States even had a special word considering affecting Juan Guaido. Juan Guaido is the president of the National Assembly, it's the Congress, to assume presidency.
So basically, you've got a bunch of outside political forces who are saying, we don't recognize this term, this next term of Maduro, who was, for listeners who aren't familiar, Maduro was Hugo Chavez's right-hand man while Chavez was in charge down there. And then when he passed away, Maduro took over, and he's been there ever since through a revaluation of the currency, which is that whole thing's been an absolute nightmare. Roberto, can you hang on? You mentioned you're into cryptocurrency, and there's been a lot of talk about cryptocurrency use down in Venezuela, and I'd like you to comment on that if you don't mind. Can you stick with me?
All right. Yes, yes, perfect.
All right, more with Roberto. He's calling from Miami, but he's actually normally living in Venezuela, so he's traveled to Miami for the Miami Bitcoin conference that just ended a few days back. The toll-free number here, if you want to jump on to join us, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
SmartCash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. SmartCash also features smart rewards, a price stabilization mechanism, and a way to encourage long-term holding. Long-term holders are key to the project's success. You can earn smart rewards on any address for which you hold the private keys, which holds at least 1,000 smart for 1 month and does not make any outgoing transactions during that time. Smart rewards are distributed every 47,500 blocks to all eligible addresses. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Take control of the airwaves here and you can bring up anything at all. Our number is 855-450-FREE. And we've got a gentleman on the line with us right now who is from Venezuela. And actually, Mark met him. His name's Roberto, down at the Miami Bitcoin Conference. I want to continue that discussion here about, you know, what's it like from the perspective of an actual Venezuelan? I mean, we've talked to We've talked about Venezuela a lot here on Free Talk Live, but we haven't actually talked to very many people from Venezuela. So we had one guy who was a listener who lives in Canada, but he's been gone from Venezuela for many, many years. And then we did meet a few of them down at Anarchapulco last year. Some of the folks from a cryptocurrency exchange who are based in Venezuela happen to be there. So we did talk to them, but this is the first time in almost a year that we've had actually the opportunity to speak to someone who is actually living in Venezuela, although, again, he's calling us tonight from Miami. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com, your premier source for everything Bitcoin-related. Bitcoin.com can help you choose a Bitcoin wallet, buy some Bitcoin, and even show you where you can spend Bitcoin. Plus, you can read the latest news or engage with the community on the Bitcoin forum. Just go to Bitcoin.com. And if you're brand new to cryptocurrency, Bitcoin.com's got a great academy where you can learn the basics about crypto, and it's free. So head on over to Bitcoin.com. By the way, joining you in the studio tonight is Ian.
Dan Johnson.
Of course, you can bring up anything that you want, but right now we're talking with Roberto, like I said, from Miami. And Roberto, we were just kind of generally talking about the nightmare of a situation that the folks down there in Venezuela have been having to deal with over the last, well, many years at this point. It's just particularly spiraled down in the last, I would say, 5 or 6 years. And you're living down there, and you mentioned that you're into cryptocurrency, and I remember from what the email said that you were, when you mentioned you were calling, you're also an attorney down there. There's a lot of talk, especially from folks over in the Dash world. So Dash is a cryptocurrency, one of the competitors to Bitcoin. And there's a lot of talk that Dash and maybe some other cryptocurrencies are actually being used in real life down in Venezuela, and that the use is growing. Some people have said that's blown out of proportion, that it's not really as big as it's being made sound. What do you have to say about that from actually living down there?
Well, first, what we have to do is put the Venezuelan situation in a context. The context in Venezuela is that we don't have the currency. I mean, materially, we don't have the currency. And all the methods of payment, like, you know, credit card and debit card, they're really, really the infrastructure. The infrastructure doesn't work very well. So the use of cryptocurrency, it helps a lot to deal with the daily basis of payment. And in that moment, then come Dash with a magnificent idea that is joining together the users, the consumers, and the merchants. Particularly my case, I received even cash, Dash for professional services. I received also Bitcoin for Dash. And then you go to places to eat and to buy some stuff where it's crypto use, basically Dash. Dash, of course, it has a lot of merchants in Caracas area mainly, but all over Venezuela we have it. I mean, you can either pay for a beer or a lunch, or you can buy some appliances of your house. But with some merchants, that they realize that this is our daily use. I mean, you can use it like you use any credit card. I mean, you open your wallet and you receive it. And then legally, what you do is all the receipts are like if you're receiving cash, exactly. I mean, all the operation for tax purposes is like if you're receiving cash. That's the way we're working in that. Because if not, if you have your account with Bolivares, every day you lose the value, the real value. So we can use, in the case of Venezuela, as a means to preserve value of money. And another way, we can use it as a method of payment. So it's not only because of the situation of the cryptocurrency, but the reality in Venezuela have to see it in that way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's clear to me why somebody in Venezuela would have a high interest in alternative currencies, specifically cryptocurrency, because it is not affected by the whims of the government. Nobody in Caracas, in the governor's mansion or wherever, can wave a magic wand and increase the supply of Dash like they've been doing with the Bolivar. So bad that they had to changed from the Bolivar Fuerte to the Bolivar Soberano, knocking 5 zeros off of the currency because people were carrying around stacks and stacks of cash just to buy a loaf of bread. Yes. It's completely unusable. Go ahead.
All right. And in 2007, they had to take 3 zeros too. So there's not only 5 zeros, 8 heroes out of there.
Right. You're referring to back when Chavez was still around.
Yes.
They changed it from the Boulevard to what they then called the Boulevard Fuerte, which is means strong Boulevard. So that's when they lobbed 3 zeros off, and now it's the Sovereign Boulevard where they lobbed another 5 zeros off. So that's the ridiculous situation down there, and it's just scratching the surface of it, of course. All the economic destruction, all of the nationalization where they just came in and took over private companies and ran them into the ground as state-run organizations. I mean, it's been horrifying.
So I guess my question would be how popular is – I think you had mentioned Dash being one of the more popular cryptos in use. So how popular is Dash, and I guess why isn't it even more popular, would be my next question.
Mm-hmm. No, Dash is the most popular one, but even though we have some cryptos created by Venezuelans, there's one in particular that this kid, he was at that time 14 years old, created his own cryptocurrency with only 14 years old, and it is being used. Of course, it doesn't have the usability of Dash. I mean, it's called Realcoin.
What is it like though when you're in the streets, going shopping or you want to go and find some food or something like that? Are you seeing Dash stickers on doors? I mean, is it obvious that stores are taking cryptocurrency, or is it something you just kind of have to know?
Well, it depends where you go to, because then you have the crime rate is really high. So a lot of people consider that the cryptocurrency is very linked to dollar, U.S. dollar. So if you put a cryptocurrency sticker on your store, you are probably calling people to tell them that you have some dollars and stuff, so you can be robbed.
Oh, so advertising this publicly could bring greater crime to an establishment because they think it means there's money there.
Yes, and also having an exchange rate prohibition. Anything that you published into a different currency, different than the Bolivar, you could be committing a criminal act.
Right. So, it's not legal to take your Bolivars. You cannot go into a bank in anywhere in Venezuela and exchange Bolivar for dollar. You can't do it.
No, you can't do it. But the worst part is not only that one. You can't publish any price different than in dollars.
Okay.
So if you put this cost, this amount of dollars or Dash or Bitcoin or whatever, you could be considered that you're committing a crime.
You're undermining the government's money, basically, as what they would see it as. So you have to post prices in the Bolivar Soberano, which means basically every few hours, probably, you're having to update all of your prices because they're constantly...
I had this experience. Once I heard it happened in Argentina, but this really happened to me. I was with a couple of friends.
Hold that thought, Roberto. We're going to bring you back. I want you to tell your story if you got time. Stick with us. More with Roberto talking about the use of cryptocurrency in real life down in Venezuela. He says it's happening. And the Dash is the go-to. It's very interesting. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The partial shutdown of the federal government is in its second month, and there's no realistic end in sight. President Trump offered a deal on Saturday that was quickly rejected by the Democrats, in which the president offered temporary protection for Dreamers in return for $6 billion for a border wall. Chris Cabrera is a Border Patrol agent. He tells Fox News what needs to be done along our border.
First off, we're going to need some type of barrier on the southern border to help those, to help us funnel those that are trying to avoid detection. And the other thing, we need to close this catch and release loophole that we have going on right now.
The White House is promising there will be a State of the Union address next week. But where? Well, that's still a bit up in the air. The president hopes to give the speech on the 29th in Congress, but it could happen outside of Washington, D.C., or possibly even in the Senate. The Dow on this Tuesday was up 303 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Join us right here. The toll free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on air call in line rooms. Just go to discord.lrn.fm. You'll find them there. And that's another way you can get on the air with us and sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with me, Ian. Oops, sorry, Johnson. I turned on mic 2 because you're normally on mic 2.
But tonight, and me, Johnson.
Tonight, you're on mic 3 because you have a monster laptop and you can't even fit over there in the second seat. So, yeah, so you can bring up anything you want. We actually have a call here that we're continuing with Roberto in Miami, although normally he lives in Venezuela. And, of course, we're fascinated in a train wreck sort of way by what's going on down there. Of course, it's an exercise in total statism, socialism,
yeah.
Inflation, hyperinflation, and the ravages of those policies.
10 years of democratic socialism.
On the economy and, of course, therefore the people there, who many of them are now very, very hungry. They're not eating full meals regularly. The average person in Venezuela has lost more than a dozen pounds. I think it was close to like 17 pounds or something like that in 1 year's time, and then another set of pounds in another year's time. And it's just been absolutely terrible. Unfortunately, the ruling strongman there, Nicolas Maduro, has not been forced out of office. He's still there and still very well fed.
Well, think about how much worse things would be if he wasn't in office.
Well, actually,
isn't that the argument that people would make here?
I don't know. We've got it bad here.
Stockholm syndrome for people's favorite politicians.
At least here you can go to the grocery store and actually find food. It's pretty hard to get some of the most basic items, from what I understand there. Roberto, you're back on with us here. You were going to tell us a story about, I think it had something to do with cryptocurrency and your friends, and you were just getting started, but we ran out of time.
Well, nobody told me. You believe it, I suffered it myself. I was with some friends, and we were having some beers. And the price of the beer, the first beer you asked was this price. And at the end of the night, you had like three times the price. Imagine that you
had.
Wow. That's what happens. I mean, hour by hour. I mean, you can ask for a beer, and it costs us, for example, $1. And if you pay it at this moment, it's $1. But if you pay it at the end of the night, it's $3. So if you have that in your regular fiat currency, imagine what happens. So that's why what we do is we have all the if you. You know, you have a service, you render a service, you're going to be paid. You change it right away in crypto. Either Dash, either Bitcoin, Cash, whatever you can, you know, buy.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you receive it directly, much better. And then you have to change again in order to pay your bills. I mean, your meal or whatever you're going to do. So it is a good idea to have the merchants receive directly in cryptocurrencies instead of you go to the deal of changing and exchanging and selling.
So now tell me this, what is the, because I know that like around here, we happen to live in Keene, New Hampshire, and I don't know if you know anything about it, you probably don't, but it's one of the more, I guess per capita, we have a lot of businesses that accept cryptocurrencies. It's mm-hmm. a small town. So like, we're kind of like on the same level the last time I checked with Caracas as far as businesses per capita that accept crypto. So we can go out and we can spend our Dash and Bitcoin and, you know, buy drinks like you're talking about and buy food and, you know, we've got a dentist that takes it here. There's an auto repair shop. But some of these businesses, you know, most of them are actually holding on to the crypto because here they don't have to use it to protect themselves against the ravages of hyperinflation. So they're not coming at it from the same perspective. But if they were going to buy, say, from their vendors, their suppliers, the wholesalers, if they were going to purchase, like, let's say the bar needs to buy more beer and he's got a bunch of Dash, in Venezuela, Do they change out of the Dash back into the Bolivar Soberano in order to purchase from their suppliers? Or are they actually able to buy from their suppliers? Are any of the suppliers actually taking cryptocurrency? Or do you know?
No, we still have to work on the suppliers. But because mm-hmm. suppliers are also, you know, scared because they are, you know, more regulated by the state and by the
right.
government. So it is, let's say, first it's even for general use, for the citizens, regular use. And then it moves to more formal companies. And the suppliers, of course, they are a big change, so they need they're more controlled, you know, like the tax and all the government agencies that have mm-hmm. more control of them. So they don't look very, very well this up to now, no? Because it's growing and growing more. One thing that you could say that the Petro idea helped this is to announce that this exists. So right now, a lot of people think that when you talk about cryptocurrency, it's only a government thing, and it's not like a private thing. Because one thing that I mentioned in all my classes, cryptocurrencies in general are the result of civil society, free civil society that creates
sure.
them. Not any government, not any company, not any bank. I mean, it was civil society alone creating value and preserving value. And,
it sure is.
Yes, indeed it is. That has to be seen.
And I'm actually surprised that the government in Venezuela hasn't tried to outlaw the use of cryptocurrency like Dash.
Well, didn't Maduro try to make one?
Well, we did talk about the Petro, which is
right.
just it's vaporware. It doesn't actually yeah. exist. It's been almost a year now since they supposedly launched the Petro, and it's you cannot attain it.
Right.
They're now handing out paper certificates, Johnson.
Of the Petro
yes.
crypto.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ridiculous, yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, have you heard any rumblings about them trying to target cryptocurrency accepting businesses or trying to outlaw that? You know, to only allow people to use the Petro if they find out you're using Dash,
well,
that you could be arrested?
Well, not for using them, but yes, for the miners.
For the miners.
Again, because of the miners. And because mining, it was kind of related with the creation of dollars, and because of their exchange control. They pursued the dollar, the change, mostly.
I had heard that they were going after the miners because power is subsidized by the government in Venezuela, and so therefore they didn't want the miners using the subsidized power because, again,
well,
you consume a lot of power.
That was an excuse to steal the mining,
mm-hmm.
the miners, and to have them their own. And they have some mafias of the state. You have some generals, some military generals that they have them in their facilities.
Roberto, I'm grateful that you called in here tonight. It's great to have somebody who is familiar with Free Talk Live that can actually tell us what life is like there on the ground. You said that tomorrow there's going to be a large gathering of protesters outside of the presidential palace there in Venezuela, and they're going to be demanding. It sounds like that Maduro stepped down. Many countries around South America are not recognizing him as the president anymore, so this could be coming to a head tomorrow. If you feel like calling any other time to update us on what's happening, feel free. I want to say thank you for calling in here tonight. Is there a way
you.
That do you have a website or anything that you want to promote perhaps for our listeners?
Well, at this moment, no, but you can put Centro Cultura, put it like this, centroculturadigital.com.
I couldn't quite make that out. Centro Cultura.
No, it's Centro, like center, Centro.
Yep. Cultura, like culture.
Cultura, like culture. Cultura.
What was the third word? That's the one I didn't get.
Centro, like center, Centro.
No, the third word.
Cultura, like culture.
And then the one after that.
Digital.
Digital, okay. That was the word I couldn't make out.
It will be
so if you need to spell that, you just say center, cultural, digital, and put it into Google Translator.
And that'll do it.
And then you'll get your...
Roberto, thanks for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. Enjoy Miami while you're there. And thank you. I appreciate
thank
that. That's Roberto down there originally from Venezuela, still lives in Venezuela there in Miami. Fascinating and just absolutely horrifying stuff. In fact, there are, of course, and unending horrible news headlines coming out of Venezuela. In my show prep here for the last few weeks, I've had this one. Headline from Fox News, desperate women fleeing Venezuela sell hair, breast milk, and sex to get by. And then in more recent news from the Associated Press, apparently some of the soldiers in Venezuela had a revolt. And so we can tell you more about that as well. If you want to bring up whatever's on your mind, you can take control of the airwaves here. Then on the way, Johnson, you've got a story about a potential porn site block / ban tax. There's some crazy news coming out of the Trump administration, and I think you've got that story for us on the way here tonight. Of course, you can join us. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. It is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free if you want to join us on the radio here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And, of course, you can join us online and do a lot of stuff on our website. The site is completely free, unlike a bunch of other websites out there that other talk show hosts would offer to you, where they want to charge you $5, $6, $7, $8 a month. Free Talk Live charges you zero. You get access to archives that go way back over a decade. Of course, you get the webcam and so many other things that you can access through freetalklive.com. And if you want to help support Free Talk Live, please become a Free Talk Live amplifier like Gene the Christian Anarchist, one of our longest running Free Talk Live supporters. He is a silver amplifier, which is $5 a month, and it's money that we invest into Free Talk Live so that we can spread the ideas of freedom further and further. We're almost 200 stations today, not all at the same time, but over an entire week we air on almost 200 radio stations, and we could be on more. It just takes money, it takes time, it takes effort, and so the AMP program helps us do that. So please, if you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there, and you can do it for, as I say, $5 a month. You get some cool perks. The whole list of those is there over at amp.freetalklive.com. PayPal, credit card, and Bitcoin BTC. Sorry, go ahead.
Speaking of websites, there was this crazy URL that was given out just a little bit ago here.
It was Spanish. It wasn't crazy.
It was Spanish. Well, I mean, it was crazy. It was a URL that, if it were in English, would still be crazy because it would be very long to give out, right? So I simplified it. tinyurl.com/ccdvenezuela.
Okay.
And that actually also translates the site into English badly.
Really?
But I made it basically a Google Translate URL.
Oh, cool.
So
I didn't know you could do that.
TinyUrl will accept whatever URL you throw at it. So I threw at it the Google Translate URL. So basically, if you go to CCD Venezuela on TinyUrl, you will get a poorly translated copy of the page, but you can get the gist of what they're doing on that page.
Right on. So, yeah, that's for the last caller that we had who spent most of the hour with us talking about life in Venezuela.
And if you do speak Spanish, you'll get the site's URL, because I don't think we made it clear that it's .mx and not .com.
So it's a Mexican domain name. Yeah. So, coming up, we're going to talk about this porn, not really ban, but it could lead to a porn ban, porn tax, porn regulation, porn essentially blocker. We'll tell you about that. That's a big story, and that's on the way. But since we're talking Venezuela, I do have this story about the, and this is just from just within the last, I think, day or so, the Associated Press, yesterday, reporting in Caracas that Venezuela has plunged deeper into turmoil as of Monday as security forces put down a pre-dawn uprising by National Guardsmen that triggered violent street protests, and the Supreme Court moved to undercut the opposition-controlled Congress's defiant new leadership. Socialist Party Chief Diosdado Cabello said 27 guardsmen were arrested and more could be detained as the investigation unfolds. The mutiny struck at a time when opposition leaders have regained momentum in their efforts to oust President Nicolas Maduro. They have called for a nationwide demonstration tomorrow. That's what our caller was talking about, urging Venezuelans, especially members of the armed forces, to abandon Maduro. The uprising triggered protests in a poor neighborhood just a few miles from Venezuela's presidential palace. And before I go on with the story, do you remember last year, Johnson, there was this, I think it was early last year, there was this guy who was like a former cop and also an actor in Venezuela who like stole a helicopter and threw grenades down at the Supreme Court building from a helicopter?
No.
You never heard about that story? It was pretty crazy. So he like threw.
Come with me if you want to live.
Right,
yeah.
I'm like,
you're going to take over the building now.
He was a big buff Venezuelan movie star action hero who literally threw live grenades at the Supreme Court building. They tried to chase him down. He managed to escape for a period of time until they finally raided wherever it was he was hiding out, and I think they killed him.
We're going to deliver the justice.
Get to the chopper. So,
I feel like there'd be action hero lines about, you've been judged.
This isn't the first time. So this uprising here isn't the first time somebody who used to be with the Venezuelan state has turned up against it. It's just a much larger one with 27 guardsmen arrested and, again, more could be detained. They say here that the protests in a poor neighborhood just a few miles from the presidential palace was dispersed with tear gas as residents set fire to a barricade of trash and chanted demands that Maduro leave power. The military said in a statement that it had recovered all the weapons and captured those involved in what it described as, quote, treasonous acts that were motivated by, quote, obscure interests tied to the far right. Because everything in Venezuela is the fault America or the right wing or whatever. It has nothing to do with socialism, the failure of socialism or terrible monetary policy.
Isn't it strange how that independently, as soon as a country goes socialist, it fails? As soon as they drop like capitalist economies, that they fail. And somehow it's always, regardless of how linked they are to the United States at all, or how much they're linked to, any kind of right-wing political ideology at all, it's the fault of the right-wing political ideology, despite independently all these countries just happening to all be socialist.
Yes. And, well, of course, it's always the socialists themselves will always say that, they did it wrong.
Right.
They just should have done it my way. If they had done it my socialist vision, then it would have worked.
If only they were a Nordic country.
Well, and now that's an interesting point, because I think Ocasio-Cortez has been talking about that recently, how she wants to do Nordic socialism,
not really socialist.
Well, yeah, that's what I forget. I think it was FEE, maybe the Foundation for Economic Education, or Mises. One or the other had a good piece about why the Nordic countries aren't really that socialist at all. I mean, sure, they've got tax and spend wealth redistribution programs just like the United States does.
Right.
But for the most part, the point you were making was they leave their industry alone, and they're not going in and nationalizing all kinds of industries. I mean, I remember reading the story about Venezuela's nationalization, literally hundreds of businesses there taken over by force by the Venezuelan state. And, of course, as we've talked on recent episodes, when the government runs a thing, it does a terrible job because governments aren't subject to the same market signals that people in the marketplace are.
We're going to seize the means of production. Wait,
and then ruin
you mean
it.
you don't know how to run the machine?
Right.
You mean you've never worked in a day in your life? How are we going to make the... I don't know.
Well, imagine that. The productive people at that factory might want to leave once they start, you know, being told what to do by a bunch of bureaucrats.
Right.
And these bureaucrats, of course, are making just miserable decisions. They ran
or
those companies into the ground.
A bunch of dummy socialist kids that don't know right. what they're talking about or doing.
Right. You know, it would be one thing if they took over the corporation and then didn't touch it. But they, of course, try to, you know, do it better, presumably,
right.
and then run it into the ground. And then all that at the same time is debasing the value out of the currency. So you basically, even if it weren't run poorly by the government, they would still, the odds would still be against them, simply because, as the last guy was pointing out, you go to a bar in Venezuela, you better not open a tab. Because the price goes up with every single drink. You finish your first beer, next one costs more.
Right.
I mean, it's just absolutely insane. It's hard for people to, I think, even imagine what that must be like. I mean, we can right. hear about it, but do we really know what it's like right. to have that experience of the price being one thing when you walk into a place and being another price entirely when you walk out? The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE. Set around two.
Well, I've experienced that a couple times.
Where?
The crypto.
Yeah.
But crypto prices sometimes moved very quickly, and it can be in either direction.
That's
you know,
true.
Sometimes you'll be like, wait, you know, if you waited too long or whatever, the price is now in crypto is worth so much more that the price is, you know, gone down by 10% or something.
Yeah, and we've had drops on Bitcoin just this week and rises.
I was going to say frequently, for example, with Purse, it's happened where, you know, Bitcoin's going up or whatever, and you buy something, you get the Purse discount, and then by the time you've actually gotten the item, the price of the crypto has increased. I think it's increased is what I'm thinking about this scenario, where the discount is now meaningless. Because if you had held on to the crypto,
you would have done better.
You would have either done better or... It's hard to do better, but you would have done just about the same, you know? But that's fine.
That's true. Well, and
it's still an efficient way to buy something. It's, you know...
Most of the time it works out.
Yeah.
You know, 99% of the time on Purse, it's going to work.
And the whole reason why the crypto is going up in the first place is because people are using it. So, you know.
Yeah. And it's useful, and it does what it says it's going to do. And even though its value can fluctuate, and it can fluctuate somewhat wildly, it's nowhere near as bad as the loss of value that is being suffered by the holders of the Bolivar. Because that's just consistent loss after loss after loss, day after hour after minute. There's more coming up here. You can share your thoughts. Things, are they going to come to a head tomorrow in Venezuela? There's a big protest planned. Your calls and thoughts are welcome if you want to join us. Also on the way, this porn news out of the Trump administration. Johnson's got that story, and it's not, doesn't sound good. Hour 2 is coming up.
We trust the power of artificial intelligence to do a lot for us. Recommend books, movies, find our perfect romantic match, even drive our cars. So why trust your investments to yesterday's technology? With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence technology has been giving traders and investors the advantage they need and better protect them from sudden downturns. Because unlike humans, Vantage Point is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decision at the right time. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. Wouldn't you sleep better knowing your hard-earned capital is protected and growing thanks to Vantage Point? Stack the odds in your favor. Text DEMO to 411-411. That's DEMO to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point software. Text DEMO to 411-411.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.